Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Bible Story Podcast. My name is John Drabert, and my good friend with me today is Braden Pohowicz. Each week, we retell a Bible story and encourage you to grow in a relationship with Jesus. For all of our listeners who are sharing the podcast each week, thank you. We really appreciate it. It means the world to us.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Bible Story Pod. And if you reach out to us or comment or say anything funny, tell us a good story, we really enjoy those connections. So it's fun for us to hear from you.
Absolutely. Last week, we ended the story with Saul and Barnabas being set apart to do something for God. Today, we are going to learn about what that was. So today's story is found in Acts chapter 13, verses 4 through 52.
So today, we will learn that we ought to promote the message about Jesus. So there is a lot to cover in the story. And rather than give you a bunch of background information, we would encourage you to listen to the last few episodes about Saul. We've done a couple of them now and covered quite a bit of ground. So I will say that the Holy Spirit led the church in Antioch to set Saul and Barnabas apart for what God describes as special work, which is exactly where we left off last episode, kind of a cliffhanger. We are going to learn more about these two men and why they were set apart.
Well, the Holy Spirit sent out Saul and Barnabas. The two men boarded a ship and began Saul's first missionary journey together.
Now, don't forget that their young friend, John Mark, was also with them. They all arrived on the island of Cyprus, and they went to the nearest Jewish synagogue, and they began to preach there.
So they went from town to town, telling everyone that Jesus was the Messiah, and they invited them to believe in him and become followers and disciples of Christ.
Then they get to the city of Paphos. There, they met a Jewish sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar-Jesus. For some reason, Bar-Jesus could often influence the Roman governor of the island, Sergius Paulus. Bar-Jesus had influence, likely because of his trickery and his practice of sorcery. At any rate, he was nasty, not someone you wanted to be associated with, since he was clearly working against God.
Now, the governor wanted to learn about what Saul and Barnabas were preaching about, so he invited them to share more with him. But Bar-Jesus did not want this to happen at all, so he kept urging the governor right in front of Saul and Barnabas not to invite them and not to learn anything more about their message.
So let me share this verse. Verse 9 to 11, it says, "Saul, also known as Paul, was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he looked the sorcerer in the eye. Then he said, 'You son of the devil, full of every sort of deceit and fraud and enemy of all that is good, will you never stop perverting the ways of the Lord? Watch now, for the Lord has laid his hand of punishment upon you, and you will be struck blind. You will not see the sunlight for some time.' Instantly, the mist and the darkness came over the man's eyes, and he began groping around, begging for someone to take his hand and lead him."
That is wild. I couldn't imagine hearing that and watching that right in front of my eyes. And the governor saw all of this happening. He was amazed. And he instantly believed the message of Saul and Barnabas and became a follower of Christ.
You mean Paul?
Right. He instantly believed in the message Paul and Barnabas, and he became a Christian.
So it's interesting, just a note, if you've been listening to our other stories about Saul or Paul, he was also blinded, but he turned around and believed in Jesus right away.
That's right.
So things at this point couldn't be going any better for the group. This mission journey was a great success at the time. People were coming to faith, and even the governor began to believe. God was doing some incredible miracles to ensure that everyone who had heard the message would understand its significance.
So the three men carried on from there, and they went by ship to Perga, where John Mark went back to Jerusalem, and Paul and Barnabas went to Antioch of Pisidia. This city named Antioch is different from this one they were first at when they were sent set apart for this missionary journey.
What lazy guys naming these cities?
I know, right? Antioch and Antioch.
It's like, that's very specific.
I don't know any towns nowadays that have the same name.
St. John's.
Ah!
Okay. Anyway, as became their custom, Paul and Barnabas went to the synagogue where the other Jewish people invited them to share.
The author of Acts, Luke, records a long sermon that Paul preaches, and everyone is impressed and is eager to hear more. Many of the people become believers in Jesus. The next week, they go back to the synagogue, just like they had the previous Sabbath. When they get there, they see that everyone, the whole town, has gathered to listen, and everyone wants to know more about Jesus.
This sounds like such an exciting time. I mean, the only sort of scenarios that I can, you know, equate this to in my life are like sporting events or concerts when you're kind of like packing in and there's just an air of excitement and there's thousands of people sharing in that excitement.
Mm.
It must have been so exciting for Paul and his crew and Barnabas to see all of these people, you know, craving and seeking after the message about Jesus. And everyone in this town was basically there.
Like, yeah,
everyone wanted to hear what they were saying. It's so amazing. Things are going so well for them. Almost.
Yes, almost. Almost is right, because some of the Jews who heard them the first week, they actually became really jealous when they saw the crowds.
Mm.
And they began to argue with Paul about every little thing that Paul was saying. And they spoke awful things about Paul and his friend's character. It was not good. So finally, Paul had enough. And he said, listen to what he says in verse 46 and 47. Then Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and declared, it was necessary that we first preach the word of God to you Jews. But since you have rejected it and judged yourselves unworthy of eternal life, we will offer it to the Gentiles. For the Lord gave us this command when he said, I have made you a light to the Gentiles, to bring salvation to the farthest corners of the earth.
And again, Gentiles were just not Jewish people.
That's right.
They were just the other people. So those in the town who were not the Jewish people or the Gentiles loved what they were hearing. They were so excited. They were, you know, filling the streets. Many chose in those moments to believe in Jesus. And the message about Jesus then spread throughout the region quite quickly. You can imagine with all the excitement,
yeah,
right away, going to their friends, going to their family and telling them. It was an incredible experience for everyone. It makes me long to actually see it or experience it for myself. It's really just too bad that some people were working so directly against this message or the movement or trying to shut down, you know, more of Jesus's message being shared.
Yeah, it was those same Jews who were arguing with Jesus who stirred up the influential religious women and the leaders of the city. And they gathered a mob against Paul and Barnabas and his friends, and they ran them out of town.
Wow.
Like, that's pretty intense. Very drastic. So they shook their dust from their feet as a sign of rejection and went on to the town of Iconium.
Hmm. The new believers, I mean, they were stoked about their new faith.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus, believing in him, like, has this way of just igniting a huge fire in you. So they're so excited, and the Holy Spirit is filling each of them. And when Paul and Barnabas left the area, God had changed that city entirely, you know, working through the message that Paul and Barnabas had shared. Could you imagine being part of that, a part of the story as it was happening or unfolding?
Mm.
One of my favorite things is to see people coming to faith. It's fantastic. We're so blessed, you and I, John, to be able to see that at camp. Man, who are we to be able to do these jobs that we do?
It's pretty unbelievable, actually.
Yeah, we are goons at the best of it, but it is an amazing thing we get to do.
Mm-hmm. It's a blessing.
Absolutely. Okay, so back to the lesson again. So the lesson for today again is promote the message about Jesus.
Mm. And today we saw that Bar-Jesus and then later some Jews from Antioch of Pisidia, they were working against Paul and Barnabas who shared the message about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Instead of being those people who kind of stand in the way or reject the message, we want to be those people who promote the message about Jesus so that everyone can have a growing relationship with him. It's not just about us. It's about all the people we get to share it with. This is good news for everybody. Then we should be doing everything we can to promote it. It's exciting to be able to share it.
Absolutely. You know, we've got some challenging questions coming up in our discussion episode
mm-hmm.
that will allow us to go a little deeper with this. So be sure to check out that episode and have a good discussion.
Okay, so it's time for our growth tip, a way for you to grow in a relationship with God.
Brayden, this is your favorite part of the show.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm working on the jingle still.
Well, you keep working on it, and it'll come together at some point.
What if we
I'm
go
sure.
lower, like bass?
Anyway, before you jump into the discussion episode, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How did you do with last week's growth tip? It was a challenge of spending a lot more time with God, a stretching more time with God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How did you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, John, sitting across from you, staring in your eyes, I gotta be honest, this is really difficult for me. It has been difficult specifically this week, but also is something I've struggled with for a really long time. The thing that I have found, though, in this week and just being encouraged to do this and taking it on as a challenge is that I like to do it before I do something else to get more time in, if that makes sense. So I've started taking time between my work day and the rest of my day or my evenings to focus on God. If I leave it until the end of the day, well, I can easily forget or I certainly get distracted. But if I use it as a transition between pieces of my day, I find that I'm much more consistent with it. So I've also found that even though I've only been able to spend a little more time than the previous week with God, he is so faithful in the time that we give him. The time that I do spend with him has been such a blessing and has challenged me and stretched me and helped me grow even just this week, even just with, you know, a few more minutes of time with him. Honestly, much more than I expected.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing. Hey, if you guys want to share with us your experience of last week's growth tip, we'd love to hear that.
Absolutely. So today for the growth tip, it's simply this. As a group or by yourself, list 10 ways that you could promote the message about Jesus. Now, before you are terrified, I'm not saying that you have to go out and preach these things. You don't have to stand on a stage and tell all your friends. But just think about it. How can you ensure that others hear the message, the good news about Jesus? If people don't hear the message, well, they'll never have an opportunity to believe in him or to grow in a relationship with him. So list 10 ways that you can promote list 10 ways that you can promote the message about Jesus.
That's a really cool idea, and I think it's going to look very different than when Paul was around living back in his day.
Absolutely.
So let's maybe both post our top 10 list, okay. And I would encourage you, our listeners, to do the same. Please tag us so we can see what you've been posting, and it would be really kind of neat to see all the different ways that we can promote the message of Jesus.
Definitely make sure you tag us, Instagram handle at Bible Story Pod. We're so excited to see what you post, and we'll be posting ours later on this week. Again, you guys are amazing, and if you find this show helpful, please share it with a friend or a family member, and be sure to hit subscribe.
Remember, there's nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus.
Tune in next week as we continue to follow Paul's first missionary journey and some of the difficulties he encounters along the way.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.